How to do that thing you don't want to do. We all have things we want to do that we tell ourselves we will do, but that never seem to happen, right? For example, the other night while I was watching TV, I glanced over at the folded up rowing machine in the corner. I thought about how I got it last Christmas, how I've used it maybe 10 times, and how it replaced a spin bike that received a similar lack of attention. Do I want to work out more? Yes. Do I intend to do so? Yes. That's why I bought a spin bike and rowing machine. Has it happened? Nope. Now replace my best intentions with yours, financial and otherwise. How can we move from best intentions to meaningful change? These three steps might help. Step 1. Give yourself permission. Sometimes, without realizing it, we get so wrapped up in the narrative of who we used to be and who we are right now that it's easy to think that that's who we're supposed to be. I call BS. Who you were, who you are right now, doesn't have to be you in the future. If you're ready to get your finances in order, you can. If you want to work out more, you can. Give yourself permission to write your own story from this point on. Step 2. A to B, not A to Z. Instead of trying to go from A to Z, start by going from A to B. What's the first step you need to take to get started? That's all you need to worry about right now. Getting your financial life in order? Start by pulling together all of your financial information. Planning on working out tomorrow? Set your clothes and a water bottle out for the gym tonight so it's easier when your alarm goes off in the morning. None of the next steps of the process matter if you never take the first one. Start where you are and continue to take the next small step right in front of you. Step 3. Outsource accountability. I should be able to do this myself, said every competent person ever. There are a lot of things we can do ourselves. We show up, do the work, and hold ourselves accountable. But this thing, whatever it is that you're struggling with, this is not one of those things. So we can either continue to run face first into the wall, or we can get some help. We can find someone to help provide the guidance and accountability we need to make it happen. But isn't a personal trainer, financial planner, business coach expensive? Value is relative. If you view the guidance and accountability you need as an expense, you're already on the path to self-sabotage. If you view it as an investment in yourself, you'll realize the price you pay is minor relative to the gains you can achieve. Invest in the help you need and get where you want to go. As for me, I'm giving myself permission to stop buying exercise equipment. I'm going to take the first step and find a trainer or program, one that provides the guidance and accountability I need to exercise more and improve my life. How about you? What do you need help following through on? If it's managing your money so you can reach your financial goals, email me or schedule a phone call and let's talk about it. You don't have to do it alone, and I'm here to help.
Brian here. Thanks for checking out this episode. If you'd like to learn about future episodes, you can sign up for my e-newsletter at brianplain.com. Now, on to the disclosures. Brian Plain offers investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota, 877-885-0508, a SEC-registered investment advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Brian Plain, CFP, is not a registered investment advisor. Brian Plain and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency.